all inside entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892 of serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. My voice can't be burned before the show starts.
No,
maybe
it
can from yesterday. We have lots to get to today, and we welcome your participation. I know that things were insanely busy yesterday. All six lines were lit for all 4 hours. That's fairly incredible, and it just stayed that way. I think some of you texters probably got ignored a little bit yesterday. It wasn't my intent. So, you know, we'll entertain your text today. You can get in, jam the phone lines up again if you would like. Absolutely. we have lots to get to. There were a few interesting things I thought were posted that I want to respond to. But let's start with some of the things Deborah Swinney said. Now, I didn't get to listen to much of the press conference today. I had reception problems. I know we've had a little bit of change in our app. I seem to be struggling a little bit. I don't know why. But I did listen to most of Dabo's coach's show last night, and I think we had some of the same information. I want to discuss those things. Dabo, I did not see this quote. I did not hear this quote referenced. I saw it posted by one of the beat writers a little bit ago, in which Dabo suggested something about, you know, if you all want me gone, you know, basically you can forget about the winning or whatever. I think I am seeing a lot of people on social media. I'm seeing threads of people on social media who are saying those kinds of things. I don't get those kinds of comments here generally from people. I mean, you get some, you get maybe a fringe element of that. And it sounded like much of the press conference today was devoted to that line of thinking. You know, Deb was sort of reciting the history and such. I think multiple things can be true, all right? Well, the first thing is, nobody with any common sense, and let's start here, all right? Let's lay the foundation for any such conversation. Nobody with any common sense wants Dabo Swinney gone. Nobody. All right. If you're a reasonable person, there's no way on God's green earth you would want Dabo Swinney gone. That's just nuts. The guy wins 10 games every single year. Now, some of you might not have been here for the Tommy West period or the Tommy Bowden period, but trust me, there were really lean times at Clemson, basically from Danny Ford to Dabo Swinney. So this is the guy who turned this whole program around. This is the guy who's won the two national championships. This is the guy who wins the 10 games every single year. every single year without exception. His worst years are better than Bowden and West's best years. His worst years. So be careful what you ask for. Like, I mean, just out of curiosity, I'm not really going to entertain this. I'm not really going to play this game. But if you got rid of Dabo Swinney, who would you replace him with? I'm just sort of curious. And if there's somebody out there right now yelling Brent Venables, well, I mean, everyone's wanted to fire him until this year. And he's not going anywhere. He's not leaving Oklahoma for Clemson. I got a newsflash for you. So who would you hire that would be better than Dabo Swinney? Dabo Swinney is one of the, I don't care where you rank him, right? But he's one of the two or three best coaches in America. Now, okay, so that's the one side. The parameter for the argument, the parameter for this conversation regarding Clemson football and the state of the state, let's just lay this out. I don't think that any reasonable person would want Dabo Swinney to be fired. And if you think that, I think you're just completely crazy. Like bat blank crazy, okay? Because that's a non-starter, all right? The guy wins 10 games or more every year. Do you get to win the national championship every year? No. Nobody does. You know, it looked like Kirby Smart was going to win every year. In the last 2 years, he didn't even make the game. Clemson was in the playoff last year. Clemson won the league again. Clemson was in the playoff. So that notion we reject categorically, okay? That is not something we will ever ask for. I can't imagine any scenario by which, from 3-7, Road Rage will ever ask for Dabo Swinney's dismissal. I just don't see that as likely, right? And by the way, what would it take? Oh, I don't know, like 5 years of Tommy West. Okay, that's what it would take. And that's not what's happening with this program. This program might not, you know, I don't know when this program is going to win another national championship. I don't know. It's hard to do. And it's harder to do now. I don't have the answer to that. You know, I thought that this was their best chance. And I think that's why this is disappointing. Because I don't think you can look ahead to next year and say, well, Clemson's going to have a better chance next year. Because it doesn't look that way on paper. It doesn't look that way. I mean, you never know. Peyton Manning didn't win a national championship. Tennessee couldn't win one until T. Martin took over for Peyton Manning, and somehow they won one. So you can never be sure of that type of thing. So, but the notion that anyone is asking for Dabo Swinney's dismissal, any sane person, I just say that no sane person would ever even think of that. Okay. But you don't have to be satisfied. And the reason you don't have to be satisfied with the status quo is because best is the standard. See, and that's where you can't have it both ways. Best is the standard, and there hasn't been a lot of best. There's been working your way to 10 wins as an outlier to the actual contenders, but there hasn't been best is the standard. But if that's the slogan you're going to go by, then it's reasonable for fans to expect that. And there hasn't been any of that. The reality is what used to be, listen, in prime Dabo Swinney, all home games were wins, and they were mostly blowouts. Home games now are a complete adventure, even against teams like Troy. They're not being dominated at all. And then, you know, we had this conversation where there were some people saying, well, maybe it's better if Clemson gets back out on the road. I don't know why that would have been when Dabo Swinney himself said it's nice to start a season with a home game. So the home game didn't work, and then the road game didn't work either. And that's the reality. And I think the problem is, and I realize that Dabo Swinney is an optimistic individual. I think that has benefited him well, and it's benefited his program well. And I understand that completely. And I think that's true. But I still think the one play away stuff doesn't serve him well. I mean, he can think that, but I don't think that comes across the way he thinks it does. I don't think it's beneficial. I don't think it helps the case any. The problem is that you're referencing 2016. The year's 2025. That's the problem. The problem is, you know, you're looking back and you're comparing the possibilities of this season to the year 2016. Again, that was 9 years ago. And I'm just not sure you're in the same place anymore. If you are, then the best players on this team really need to wake up and start to make an impact immediately. And it would help to get some injured guys back. You know, I will say this. I think that the nation, there's a lot of bad football being played in the nation, as I said yesterday. And that's sort of what gives you a chance. You know, I don't look at any team right now and say, man, that team looks awesome. There's nobody. I think Miami has looked good. I think Penn State has played absolutely nobody. I think they're good, but they've played absolutely nobody. Miami has taken on some challenges, and they've been good. They've been good. You know, and I said going in this week that I was going to pick Miami against South Florida because of the line of scrimmage, but I also felt that this would be the tell as to whether Miami's legitimate, whether they could blow South Florida out, where South Florida had beaten previously two ranked teams, whether you think they belonged, whether you think they deserve to be ranked in Boise State of Florida or not, regardless they had. Miami mopped the field with South Florida. And so I think they look pretty legitimate. It's a long season, though. It's a long season. And we'll see. It's a lot of football left to be played. And that's what you're hoping for from a Clemson standpoint. Obviously, the schedule gets easier in these next five games before it gets more difficult again. But Clemson's going to have to play to a different level than they've played thus far, or even games that look easier. I mean, Clemson was a 33-point favorite against Troy and trailed 16-3 at the half. Now, maybe that's a little hangover from LSU, but again, I think this is the issue. So we can forget the firing stuff, all right? That's not going to happen. That's not going to be entertained on this show. I don't think it's going to be entertained on this station because it's just dumb. I mean, you know, and my dumb tolerance is at an all-time low, all right? And if you want to fire a man who wins 10 games for your football team every single year, even in his worst years, then you're dumb. I mean, I'm sorry. You're just dumb. I mean, you don't even know what you're asking for. You don't even have any idea who you would bring in who could possibly do the same thing. I would be really worried. Honestly, I'd be really worried that once Dabo Swinney decides to leave this program for whatever reason, that you're going to fall back to what you were before. That's what I'd be worried about. I'd be very worried about that. Because there's only one of that dude. It's not like a whole bunch of guys have done what he did. Danny Ford did. All right? And then you got to go back a real long time. So be careful what you ask for. All right? At the same time, I think reasonable people can discuss the product now and ask yourself whether one play away is a formula to narrow the gap. And to make it so you actually win the one play away games. Is just saying that enough? See, I think that's what frustrates fans. Because I think fans are saying now that it's not. We're actually not one play away. And I don't think you were against LSU. I watched the game, all right? LSU controlled that whole football game. That game probably should have been a 14-17 point game. Because it wound up being one play away because sort of the way luck and calls went. I don't think that means that was the way that game was played. So the question, and LSU hasn't looked impressive since. So I think the question is more, okay, let's say you are one play away. How do you get to the point of winning those games? Because you're in a long stretch now where you're not winning those games. That goes way beyond this year. It goes back into last year. And had a couple plays like SMU and Pittsburgh going against you, and Pittsburgh's playing with, you know, a third-string quarterback and a fourth-string offensive line. If a couple of those things go against you, you could have been looking at like a 1-7 stretch or something of that sort. I don't even know what that number is. 1-8 against P4 competition. So somehow you can keep doing the same thing and you can keep saying, you know, one play away, but I don't know if that gets you there. I mean, instead of that, what's the reason that a team that returned all this talent, that had all this experience coming back, that made the playoff last year, has looked as shaky as Clemson has? Look, Notre Dame's 0-2. They've looked better than Clemson. Even if you want to say against A&M. I mean, I just, when I watched LSU-Clemson, it felt like LSU was better at most positions. And they were certainly the better team in the game. And then you had the Troy thing where Clemson's trailing a Troy team 16-3 that, you know, Troy can match up at maybe like one or two positions. So what's happening? You know, how is it going to be fixed? What's the fix going to be? Is it just going to be that you get a couple guys who've been injured back? Maybe. Maybe that, I've made it clear that I think Clemson had significant losses in Antonio Williams and Khalil Barnes. I think significant, very significant losses. I mean, I think if you have a healthy Khalil Barnes, you're probably talking about him as one of the two best players on the defense. If you have a healthy Antonio Williams, I think you're talking about him being the best player on the offense. So I think, yes, those are significant losses. But when you spend all offseason talking about your depth and, you know, all fall camp talking about how great you are at this position, how great you are at that position, how many great running backs you have, you know, that's the dilemma. Because it doesn't seem like best is the standard right now. It doesn't seem like it is. And I think that's where that gap has to be narrowed. I'm not, not discussing Dabo Swinney's future. Dabo Swinney should coach here as long as he wants. And it will be beneficial to Clemson that he does. But what I'm talking about is clearing that last bar and getting back to where Clemson was when they were winning national championships. That's what I'm talking about. Getting back there. How do you do that? How do you do that? And I think maybe the answer is, at some point, look, you need more transfer portal players. You can't let incumbent players get fat and happy and get big NIL deals with no competition. Now, I think Dabo Swinney would say that we have plenty of competition. The competition's internal. And I would suggest that given the way the star players on this team have played, that maybe that's the wrong answer. That maybe you do need more Will Helts in the program. Maybe you do. That it doesn't destroy the culture, that it just makes you better, and it leads to more competition. And since everybody else is doing it to a degree, when we get into this one play away thing, one play away, one play away, one play away, one team adds 8 transfer portal players, the other adds 3, which team wins the one play away game? The team with the 8 additions or the team with the 3? The team with the 8 does. Quick break.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and Zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the low 400s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at sunrise.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeep.com.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
Clemson fans, this is your store. The Tiger Sports Shop has the best selection of Clemson apparel, accessories, and game day essentials. Nike, Lululemon, polos, hoodies, hats, tees, you name it, we've got it. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or visit us online anytime at tigersports.com. Don't just cheer for the Tigers, wear your pride. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters.
When the line goes down, minutes matter. Industrial Motor Service has your back with expert motor, pump, and gearbox service. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Industrial Motor Service has you covered. For over 35 years, maintenance teams across the upstate have trusted IMS for fast turnarounds, reliable workmanship, and 24/7 support. Because downtime isn't just lost time. It's lost production. IMS, keeping the upstate running since 1989. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
We'll be right back.
Texter 314, who I now have guessed his occupation or hers, says, I really think we have some stars on this team who are playing not to get hurt because they have money in their pocket and aren't worried about going first round. He also said, well, tell them to look at how many big teams around the country have fired multiple coaches during Dabo's tenure and still haven't matched his winning. Right. And again, multiple things can be true, and I think that's the case here. My man Josh Phillips, you get back in, Josh. But I think that's the case here. I mean, I think Dabo Swinney is a great coach. And he's a great leader for your program, and you couldn't ask for more. But you can ask that you continue to try and reach that best as the standard, and you can ask whether that's been done of late. And I think maybe what's happened is best hasn't been the standard of late. Maybe really good has been the standard. And, you know, that's better than almost everybody else has. But if your standard is best is the standard, then the question is, how do you get there? And I think at some point that question needs to be asked. Because this, on paper, was your best chance. And maybe still is. I mean, maybe it isn't over. We'll see. I don't like the way this team has played through three games. I don't feel good about what I've seen. I don't feel all warm and fuzzy about this team, you know, running the rest of the schedule and reaching all their goals. Now, look, some of the teams on the schedule might not turn out to be as formidable as you thought, but some others might be more formidable. I think these are the questions. And so then the question becomes, you know, again, if you're referencing 2016, it's 2025. And what's changed? What's changed? Because I think some things have. And again, I'm going to go back to the fact that if Team A adds 8 players of quality and Team B adds 3 players of quality, and the programs are on like footing to start with, which team is going to have the advantage in one-score games, in one-play-away games? I think the team that adds the 8. And I think that's where you are. I think it may be time to open that up and open it up to a little more competition. Again, the alleged first-round talents on this team, none of them have played like first-round talents. I mean, at all, in any way, shape, or form. None of them. Not a single one. And I think it's reasonable to expect more out of those players. But then the question becomes, why? Why haven't any of those players played to their alleged abilities? Were they all overrated? Did they get lazy given the fact that they believe themselves to be round one draft picks? I don't know. It doesn't sound like a wise strategy for them because, again, if you want to be a round one draft pick, I would think you'd want to have success and enhance your status as much as possible. I think these are legitimate questions, and I don't know all the answers to this stuff, but I do think that there's a gap between where Clemson is in recent years and where Clemson was. And I think at some point you just have to ask and answer the question, honestly, is it just one play away, or is it something more than that that's going to allow us to make that one play other than, you know, we're going to come back this week and try harder. I believe they try hard. I believe that the staff tries hard. I believe that part. You know, I heard Cade Klubnik, you know, he's going to come back this week sort of doing the Tebow thing. But again, that only works once. And I don't think he's the guy for that. So I don't know, but I don't feel like all warm and fuzzy about this team for the rest of the year. I do think maybe they could win some games coming up, but I don't think this, unless it changes dramatically, I don't foresee, you know, a championship season now, which I thought was very possible before the year. And quite honestly, I think that's disappointing considering the number of experienced players that this team had returning. I think that would be disappointing. I think the start of the season has been highly disappointing in terms of the way these games have been played and the outcomes. Again, that's not, I want to reiterate, that's not in any way suggesting that Dabo Swinney isn't still an elite coach and, you know, like I said, lifetime deal. He should stay here as long as he wants. This program is its best because of him. It's what it is because of him. Those things are true. But two things can be true at once. And I think what's also true is that in recent years, this program has taken a little bit of a step back. It's, you know, from the championship period where you really felt that this team had talent and sort of a positive momentum. It it's funny because it felt like the positive momentum was there before the season. And that's why, you know, I don't, the whole rat poison thing to me, that's an assertion I don't accept at all. I mean, you can't tell us all the time yourselves how great you are and how deep this room is and how deep that room is and then blame fans or media because they're optimistic. I mean, there's just no way. There's no way. You can't not like it when people say negative things and then not like it when they say positive things. You can't have that both ways. There are just certain things that just don't fly, and that's chief among them. So, you know, we'll find out, I guess. We'll find out again whether this team can rebound and go on to have the type of, you know, 2016 type of thing. I have my doubts. I think that it's going to take more than that. It's going to take more than just hard work, more than, I think it's going to take a slight change in philosophy. I think when in Rome, you have to do as the Romans do. I think it's like you're trying to fight with one hand tied behind your back. You know, so it's multiple cliches. That's where I am right now. I think you have to play the same game everyone else is playing at the top. Because if you're in a mix of the top 15 teams and top 15, 20 teams, and everyone else is adding to their rosters in this way, and you're not to the same extent, then I don't know how you expect to beat them. I think there's enough evidence now that the old way doesn't work. I don't want, you know, Ole Miss. That's not what I'm asking for. I'm asking for enough input to provide existing players competition and to get over the top and win some of those one play away. Because of late, Clemson's not fared well against the better teams they've played. That's inarguable. Last year, this year, Clemson has not fared well against the better teams they've played. They've lost almost all of those games. David in Greenville, and then David in Travelers Rest. And for some reason, one is all lowercase and one is all uppercase. David in Greenville. How are you, David?
Hey, man, listen, I'm doing great. I'm an analogy guy, and I was thinking just a couple things. Like, I love to golf. I'm not very good. But when you play in tournaments that are handicapped and someone says, hey, you get four shots, could you imagine playing for $500 saying, nah, I don't want the shots. I'm just going to play you straight up.
Right.
What?
Right.
Take the shots.
Right.
Well, the portal, you're not asking someone to, for example, like the quarterback situation we're going to face next year. If Venzina is, whatever his name, if he's good enough to play, I mean, he's definitely still going to be inexperienced. He's not played much, and I just think you're just,
well, not only that, but if he's good enough to be your starter last year, which is what we next year, which is what we've been told. I mean Christopher Vezina, you know, there's a lot of acclaim coming his way this fall camp and such.
Yeah.
If he's good enough for that, why isn't he good enough to play a series in the second quarter of a game in which your quarterback is struggling now?
Exactly. And so like, I just think in a coaching world where you are now, you have to look at the Bo Nix type player. Or you have to say, look, I'm going to at least get someone in the portal. I don't know if he'll be my guy, but he's going to have to be an option in case my guy is not my guy. I mean, because I just think you set yourself up to say, you know, the whole thing about the best is standard is the best. Well, not really. Not if you, I mean, because, I mean, so that's just one analogy. And I kind of lost my other one. It was actually better than this one. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When you talked earlier about where we've kind of fallen, like, imagine this year you're in Oregon. I know you say Oregon. I love how you say that. You're an Oregon fan, or you are a Ohio State fan, and you're playing Georgia Tech Saturday. I'm like, man, let's start the grill. I'll catch the game when I get through. I'm not worried about Georgia Tech if you're that type program. That's who we once were.
That's
like,
fair.
I was able to sit down with confidence and go, man, they got a couple good players, but we've got so much more talent. We're going to.
Yeah, that's
you with me.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, David. And it's I think it's fair.
So you think with me? You're an Oregon fan this year, and you're playing Georgia Tech Saturday. Are you worried?
No,
you're not worried because you've got better athletes. And so that's just where we are. And I was worried for a good reason. My dad said, I remember I watched the game with my dad. He says, "What do you think?" I said, "I don't know. Let me see a couple series before I can answer." I'm there now. The elite, at a very minimum, I don't see that best can be the standard when you're no longer elite. I think elite and best belong in the same sentence. I'll take it off the air.
Thank you, Dave. I think those are fair points. Again, I think this is all fair fodder for conversation because it's an extended period now. And this was the team that was supposed to do it. And again, maybe 2016 comes back to life. Maybe this team does turn around. We've seen stranger things. But, you know, again, I don't think that you need to defend. Listen, Dabo Swinney himself has said that Cade Klubnik has not played well, that Parker hasn't played well, that Peter Woods has played okay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if those things are true, all right, for guys who were all allegedly round one draft picks, why do they need protecting? You know what I mean? Why do they need insulation if none of them are playing to that standard? I mean, I understand the idea from a perfect world standpoint. All right, I understand why you would want to do that. I don't think we live in a perfect world though, and I think that's the dilemma. And if you're going to have guys who, for whatever reason, after all this time in the program, who are supposed to be stars, who are not playing like stars, I don't think you need to protect them anymore. I think you need to make them compete. I think you need to bring in other guys, and let them know that, look, there's going to be more competition. And again, I know what Coach Sweeney's answer to that would be. It would be, we have plenty of talent in the program. But I think the answer to that is you don't. I mean, it looks like you do, and it looks like you should, at least for this year, as opposed to the last few years. But it's not playing out that way again. And we're having the same conversations. And if you're falling just short, if you're one play away against every big team you play, I mean, not Georgia, for example, but many of the others, you know, if you want to include Georgia Tech in that category of being a big team, but LSU, more needs to be seen from Georgia Tech to determine that, but LSU or, you know, South Carolina last year, et cetera, Texas, if that's the case, then what do you need to do to get over that? And I think that it doesn't seem like that's happening. And I think it's more than just effort. Look, I know Dabo Swinney burns to win every moment. I know he does. He's a super competitive guy. And I know he believes that, like, you know, we go back, we practice harder, we do this, we come back. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that that's enough now. And it certainly should have been, at least on paper, with this team. But so far, it's not playing out that way. David in Traveler's Rest, you're up first.
Folks, I want to be honest. A lot of time spent at ballparks in the last few months added a couple of pounds. But rather than feeling guilty and continuing to gain, I'm getting back into my PhD weight loss routine through great encouragement and wisdom from Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team. PhD Weight Loss helps you dig into the real reasons that the scales start creeping up so that you don't keep repeating the same behaviors. They also help you totally reprogram the way you think about food forever. It's true. I lost 67 pounds with PhD Weight Loss. Some spend thousands on shots and medications and risk all the dangerous side effects only to gain it back within a year. Lasting results require addressing the root drivers of obesity, nutrition, metabolic health, and behavior change. Talk through all the possibilities now with a PhD consultant. Call 864-644-1900 and tell them that you heard it from Mike V. That's 864-644-1900 or visit myphdweightloss.com.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, with exceptional golf in a beautiful setting, along with the casual Overlook restaurant offering quality dining available for weddings and meetings. On Facebook or at ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock?
Well, what are you waiting for?
At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Turning 65? Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
New Beyond Raw Lit V2 pre-workout. GNC's number one pre-workout. Now with harder-hitting energy, an intense mind-body connection, and enhanced endurance support. This isn't just pre-workout. It's precision engineering for your body. Turbocharge your workout with new Beyond Raw Lit V2. Available now at GNC and GNC.com.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Going to throw it deep, down long. There's Wesco! Catches it at the 40, off the race, and he goes! Touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dip Tulip Road Rage, we're back. Again, I think if you're one play away all the time, and you have been for some years now, then I think it's time to not be one play away anymore. I think the question is, how do you get there? And I don't think it's just effort. I think it's more than that. I think it's that the world has changed. And I think that's the real problem. The world has changed. And maybe you just need to change with it a little bit. Even though I think you're still on the right side of history, even though I think your way is still actually the right way, the just way, I think you've dipped your toes in that water now, and now I think it's time to more aggressively pursue it, especially because, you know, on paper anyway, next year's team is not as good as this year's team. On paper, anyway. You know, again, we've seen exceptions to that in the past. Manning, T. Martin, for example. So, you know, I think, again, I think if all these teams at the top are actually grouped fairly close together and one team adds to their haul by adding 8 transfer portal players, another adds 3, which team is going to win the one-play game? I think the team that adds 8. And Texas said, we really only got 1 transfer player because the other two really aren't getting many snaps. There's something to that as well. But, you know, let's just say that that would be the way it is. All right? Let's just say that would be the way it is. Well, then, if you add 9, then maybe 3 play. You add 3, 1 plays. Maybe the 3 is enough to get you over. You know, I don't know. But I know that it seems like you're handicapping yourselves a little bit, yourself a little bit, in battles with teams that are on your level who are adding to their, who are adding players to their areas of need. Whereas for the most part, Clemson isn't. You know, and again, if we're stuck in this one play thing, then maybe that's the real reason. So I don't know. Texas says the right way doesn't cut it all the time anymore. The goalposts keeps getting moved on, right or wrong. And there's something to that. There is. And I think that's where Clemson is. Now, maybe this team rallies. They certainly haven't played to those expectations. They haven't inspired confidence to this point, and they haven't made you think about 2016, even if you want to draw similarities. But again, I think the big concern there is you're 9 years removed from that, and you're stuck in a period of about 4 or 5 years where Clemson gets to the 10 wins, but you get there scraping and clawing and, you know, not beating the better teams on your schedule. It doesn't feel like it did before. It doesn't look like it did before. And that's the dilemma. And maybe part of that just reverts to the quarterback. And maybe that's the real answer. Maybe it's not even transfer, but maybe the real answer is, you know, look, I always said that the Clemson formula to win a national championship is to have recruiting classes that are ranked 7 to 15, to have talent that can compete with other teams, and then to have top 10 caliber NFL quarterbacks, because that's how Clemson's won the 2 national titles under Dabo Swinney. It's been exactly that formula. Maybe the real truth about this issue is that Cade Klubnik's just not that guy. He's not Trevor Lawrence. He's not Deshaun Watson. The rest of the team maybe is good enough, but you're not good enough at that position in order to win a national championship, I'm talking about. Maybe that's the real dilemma. And you know, let me get to these calls. And I have something that David Pale posted earlier. I'm going to read, and I'll let you think about that in that context. David and then Jason. David, how are you?
Hey, thanks, Walt. There's a thought I had really last year, and even more so this year, is that Clemson and Dabo Swinney remind me a lot of Lloyd Carr Michigan teams in the early 2000s, where you were coming off national championships, you had Heisman Trophy winners, you had these great players in the NFL, but you were just never living up to the expectations. And, you know, as today, it's NIL, transfer portal. Back in the early 2000s, it was the spread offense. Michigan fans were begging and begging and begging for Michigan to adopt the spread offense so we can compete with, you know, Southern Cal and Oregon and the likes. And so, you know, the App State game, of course, was just the straw that broke the camel's back, but the tensions were already there. And I guess I say this as a Michigan fan to warn Clemson fans, be careful what you ask for, because, you know, Lloyd Carr retired after that season, and we ended up with Rich Rodriguez and Brady Hoke, a complete culture change. And we ended up in purgatory for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I think there's an analogy to be made. Culture shifts, you know, it can be a tricky thing.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I think you're 100% right, David. Again, to be clear, like I've said, you know, and I've reiterated time and time again, I think if you're calling for Dabo Swinney's dismissal, you're an idiot. I mean, the man wins 10 games every year. I mean, it's actually freaking amazing. Over the last 14 years, he's won 10 games or more every season except one, and he won 9 in that one. So, you know, if you're calling for his dismissal, you're an idiot. I mean, or you're like 12 years old. Those are the only two options.
If Rich Rod comes to Clemson, I'm going to go ahead and move out of the state of South Carolina.
Right. But I think it's reasonable to talk about the fact that you're not quite where you were when you were winning national championships, and how do you get back there? And what's it take? I think that's the real conversation.
100%.
Yep. Thank you, David. Good job. Jason, how are you?
I'm all right. Well, how are you?
Good. Thank you for getting in, Jason. Appreciate it.
All right. So, one thing you were speaking about, there's not a lot of teams playing really good right now, and I'm a Clemson fan, and to me, one of the things is you have a lot of unchecked and money with no accountability out there. So if you play with no heart in the NFL, if you're a $2 or $3 million man in the NFL, you play with no heart, you don't want to practice any time that you have any kind of a tweak or you're hurt, not injured, and you don't want to practice and go hard, those people get sent home in the NFL. And you have a lot of guys making good money that, you know, if their agent tells them, if you're hurt, don't practice. That's a common thing from some people, from some insiders that I've heard from about what's going on with the NIL money. But with the Clemson thing, you have some guys making some really good money that just aren't producing. And I'll throw one out there because I'm this guy's biggest fan. And ever since Kay threw a bad ball and got T.J. Moore popped in the LSU game, he's alligator-armed everything that's been contested since then.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, Jason. Very interesting point.
The guy has future star written all over him. And I've gone as far as to tell people that he's as talented as any receiver that has came through. And if you watch the second Wesco touchdown in the Troy game, he had actually broke his route and came more open than Wesco was. And when Wesco caught the contested ball for the touchdown, T.J. Moore didn't seem happy that Cade didn't get him the ball.
Yeah.
And yeah. It looked like frustration was starting to set in because he threw a bad ball to T.J. Moore early in the LSU game to the inside and got him ate up by a linebacker. Yeah. And then Moore beat his guy, and Cade threw another bad ball where it ended up being a contested catch where he got the ball knocked away, where he probably should have scored with the move he put on the guy. And I think the frustration is starting to set in there. And man, listen, if this was to come across T.J. Moore, man, go play and get ready to get paid. Then quit, stop with the frustration and go, man. But that could go for more than one position. That's just one example. Yeah. Of what's going on with some of that
yep.
is frustration starts to set in when you're doing what you're supposed to, and then it doesn't come.
That's fair, Jason. That's a good job. It's a good pointing out too. The LSU game in that situation. Yep. Well done, Jason. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, that's a good job. Hey, June, you'll be up next. Let me just tell you quickly before we get a break here what David Hale posted. All right. David Hale posted this earlier today. Clemson starting quarterbacks versus P5 opposition in their careers. Trevor Lawrence, 31-2.939. Deshaun Watson, 28-3.903. Kelly Bryant, 12-2.857. Taj Boyd, 26-7.788. DJ Uyunglele, 18-6.750. And Cade Klubnik, 15-11.577. By far the worst. Way worse. Double the losses that DJ Uyunglele had. Double the losses. And, you know, you have to recognize Cade has had much better receivers than DJ ever had here. DJ never got to benefit from this group of receivers. So, you know, and people hated him, you know, and yet he had a 750 winning percentage despite having no receivers. And he is a guy who required receivers. Cade is at 15-11 versus P5 opposition, 0.577, by far the worst. I mean, like again, he has near double the losses against P5 opposition that DJ Uyunglele had. And that's the reality of where you are. So maybe it's not the transfer portal. You know, maybe it's that the formula which worked twice to win national championships, have top 7 to 15 recruiting classes and a top 10 caliber NFL quarterback, maybe that's the piece you don't have. And maybe it causes everything else to look less effective and or discourages guys like TJ Moore, as was just pointed out. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Missing shingles, granules in your gutters, or water staining on your ceiling are all warning signs, visual cues that your roof is in need of repair. The next time you check your mail or back out of your driveway, take a glance at your roof, make note of any damage, and call Adams & Co. Roofing for a free no-obligation roof inspection. Adams & Co. Roofing's expert team members will assess the damage and provide top-quality repairs if needed to keep your roof and everything under it safe and sound. Don't wait for a small issue to become a big problem. Call Adams & Co. Roofing today.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top 5 dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me.